now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
All right, listen, everybody. Jay Scott's this hour's name.
His name for our call-in for carrots is Tanya Boutwell. Tanya Boutwell, you've got the rest of the hour to dial 396-5477. You got to call us back, 396-5477. Tanya Boutwell, you can get qualified for that one carat Forevermark diamond, appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's and News Talk 93.1. Now, if you have not registered yet, you need to do it. This is our last day this week, but we're going to do it one more week. We'll start again on Monday, calling out names. But you need to register in order for us to call your name out. Go to newstalk931.com and register. Tanya Boutwell, call us back, 396-5477.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
By the word happy, we in no way mean joyous, celebratory, or jovial. For if said father feels sad, depressed, or greatly underappreciated, it is his right to feel as such. Also, this once a year or said day in no way insinuates or represents a full year of said father value. For said one day does in no way deem full worth and is never meant to be more represented or celebratory than previous Mother's Day. If said father feels as such, remember that said mother feels she is far more greater in scope and value than said father. Children of said father are not expected to be as emotional towards said Father's Day and not expected to present gifts greater to said father than previous mother on Mother's Day. Again, by if any such words or said message in any way fall short of appreciative communication from family in any way. Again, we say tough, suck it up, and act like you enjoy it. This happy Father's Day message, void where prohibited by law.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've enjoyed a great couple of days, but we're going to be slowly returning to business as usual over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, still comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you will start to feel more humidity in the air with a high temperature up to about 91, a good bit of sunshine. The rain chances are not zero, but I've got them under 20% tomorrow. A little bit better chance as we get into Sunday, Monday with scattered hit or miss storms here and there. High temperatures around 90 each day. Typical summer forecast and lows at night right around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Little flag humor. Well, you probably don't recognize me. Say, who is that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
I'm in my birthday suit, yes.
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah, I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
well, this could be the start of something big. Whoa. Oh, Tom, don't be a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. Crazy. Yes, I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. And unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion. And 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well, a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Yeah, we got your Tennessee. How are you doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. Oh, and there's California.
For sure, totally.
Like I said before, you know, I had a tough time for a while. I've been in a lot of wars. They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The rocket's red glare! Well, all right! But people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. There have been some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me. Foreigners and occasionally some Americans too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. Different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything's okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I gotta tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know? Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, the Friday edition. It's all requests. 272-9228 is the number. I'll introduce the Mishpucha in a sec.
And here they are.
Today Eddie Bader.
Hello.
And we can only begin to imagine what kind of mischief young Joey is getting into.
It's wedding time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine today they're having the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually there's a dinner after that.
Right.
Oh, I don't want to go there. I can't start remembering that stuff. That's too fresh. In fact, I bumped into Rusty Aldridge downstairs, and he said he just found an old boom. And it was the one I wrote on the year anniversary of Janelle's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that was absolutely the toughest column I've ever had to write, but I felt like I owed some type of explanation since I had featured it in consecutive months a year ago as to what happened without getting ugly or
right.
Yeah.
Pity and all that stuff. It actually, there was a lot of encouraging stuff in there. And he said he had read it, and I said, you know, I have not read it since I wrote it.
It was a good article.
It was.
Just did not want to, because the rehearsal, with the Father's Day weekend, I was a proud father-in-law. And I got a gift and a note that any father would love to see from the future husband of her daughter.
I remember that.
And it came with a wooden owl.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it. Still have the owl. I have not been able to, in fact, it's almost like a challenge to accept that the words that came with it meant nothing, but I don't want to, like, trash it or...
Right.
We believe for better things for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs to change his life, otherwise
nobody's learned the lesson of karma more than I have, and nobody's witnessed it also in terms of people that harm me getting theirs.
Mm-hmm.
in some pretty spectacular ways, too. So, I don't want to get all down here to start the show. It's Friday.
Happy Father's Day.
Nothing but dreary, horrible news on Drudge today about how the president is in trouble in swing states, and internal polling has him far behind.
Far behind what?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
What is it with this country?
Things aren't good enough? We have the best economy in 50 years. We're really, I mean, you know, there's some saber rattling going on with Iran right now, but you know, a lot of good stuff has been accomplished here, considering he's had no cooperation from the Democrats. They've done nothing but want to launch...
Abstract.
And do more investigations of something that's already been investigated and was a total hoax. So he's done what he can with Republican resistance as well. They haven't exactly been his best friends either. You know, when he did the tariffs with Mexico.
I'm not really a fan of tariffs.
And within 72 hours, Trump got what he wanted from
the Mexican
government. But the media doesn't cover that. The media, if they cover it, they put the most negative possible spin on it.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he strong-armed them. We got a deal. We got a great deal as far as I was concerned.
Yeah. So
what's the problem? I don't care how we got it.
They're haters, and haters are going to hate.
Sing it, Rosie.
You know.
But what is it? I don't even think they understand what they're hating. I mean, this is not a...
They hate him, Greg.
Yeah, they hate him.
But based on what?
Well,
what do they hate him for?
Because somebody told them to.
Yeah, they just don't like him. And so nothing he does or says...
We didn't like Obama.
Well, there are a section of people out there that don't like him just because he gave Obama a hard time for so long. But, you know...
Well, and you know what? I still have my doubts about that birth certificate.
Well, I mean, so be it. I don't...
Yeah, I mean, there's a book. There's a book that came out, I think it was in 2007 or somewhere. And in the notes, Obama is, this is his book now, is described as the first Kenyan-born United States senator. You missed that in the editing process there, Barack? Or did somebody else just write it for you and never looked at it? I don't know. I'm sorry, I still have doubts about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sheriff Joe
put together a team of forensic specialists, and they picked that thing apart like a turkey on Thanksgiving, found all kinds of flaws. Mm-hmm. So I still have doubts about his legitimacy. I also have said I think he'll be the first president to live in exile, and if this damn Barr investigation, and you know, we all know, everybody knows, I hear it every day. We all know how this all came, this whole Russian crap started. And it was an operation that was sanctioned right at the very top of government by Barack Hussein Obama, and weaponizing the Department of Justice to try and take down a legitimately elected president. I think what people, some of the problem with Trump is the media has done nothing but scream and howl at the moon for 2.5 years, and people are tired of it. But the solution is not to get rid of him. People are not watching CNN. CNN is in huge trouble with their ratings.
Oh, you see their ratings?
They're pathetic. And
somebody's going to go broke trying to keep that thing afloat.
I don't know. It's maybe their devotion to the hatred of Donald Trump exceeds their business reason. I don't know. But
even in a great economy, somebody's going to go broke supporting that place.
It really is pathetic, and MSNBC is way down.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still spewing out the propaganda.
You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, and that's what's happening.
Does the market finish up or down?
I don't know. I don't have a TV.
Last I checked, the Dow was up marginally. Brandt really called this week perfectly. Let's see where we finished here. Down 17 points. It was up 12 just before 3. So 17 points. Brandt on Monday. Monday was a big day.
Yeah.
The Dow had accumulated about... This is one of those...
Is that the Lucky Seven
robo-calls?
Massage from downtown Wetumpka calling you back?
I'm on the air. I can't talk. Last time I got with that, I had a 954 area code on it, which is my
obviously area code. Somebody who knows you, right? Otherwise...
Someone asked, why do you still have a 954 area code? Well, first of all, it doesn't matter because there's no such thing as long distance anymore.
What is it with phones?
Thought that was mine. Not it.
Well, we want your phone to ring with people that want to give you their listing. Why don't we talk about that right now? What you got and how people can get in touch with you if they have a house they need to sell.
Well, interest rates are at all-time low. Once again, they're continuing to drop.
Oh, you can't have that in the economy.
I know.
Let's complain about that.
It's hard to believe. So if you're going to do some buying, you know, again, I always say now is the time. It doesn't get any better. The only issue is we have a lower inventory in the Tri-County area here. So great houses that are move-in ready go fly off the market, and they're priced right. They fly off the market very quickly. So there is a low inventory out there. So places that are not selling, there's usually, you know, maybe a price reason or maybe they're not quite move-in ready. But we've got a great place, an investor place that's come on the market here in Montgomery. And it's a three-bedroom, one-bath. It's got a garage. It's in a great neighborhood over by Coliseum Boulevard. It's in Rosedale Estates, I believe, is a neighborhood. And, you know, that place can be bought by an investor for around $60,000. And it could bring you $750, maybe $800 a month in rent. So if you're thinking about buying investment properties, we have many of those. But if you're also a first-time home buyer or, you know, you're looking to use your VA exemption, give me a call, 322-0662. I'd love to hook you up with some great houses in the Tri-County area.
And, of course, when you want it listed, you want somebody that's going to be on the job for you, doing their very best to get it seen and sold. And at a price that works out for you, and you hear Eddie here, he's always working.
I'm trying to get it done.
Even now, as he sits here in the studio, a portion of his brain is working on something in his profession.
Well, we can see another wheels turning.
Another thing I wanted to mention before I forget, for people that are thinking about doing getting into the real estate business, you know, I work for Bogue Goodson, and we have a real estate school at our office, and that school is getting ready to start next Tuesday. So if you've ever thought about it, you can come to the first class for free. I know Bo likes to talk to people and kind of make sure they're on the right path if they're thinking about doing that. So if that's got interest for you, you can give us a call at the office, 551-0225, and that's the Bo Goodson School of Real Estate.
You know, in 1994, I took real estate class in Fort Lauderdale, passed with a 94 or 96.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was going to use my name recognition
That's
thing.
Good idea.
And I wonder if I should do the same thing now.
We'll talk.
I don't know how I jam a real estate class. I'd have to take the whole thing over, but...
we can work something out.
You know, I'm always... I'm looking for ways to produce additional revenue streams because I'm not complaining here. You know, I make a nice living here in Montgomery, and this town has been so good to me. But... if I had to retire tomorrow, I could probably survive for about 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just the way life is.
That's what I was going to say. It's just the way life is.
I think
is.
God's way of knowing that you're going to be better off if you just stay busy, mister.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I used to work at a manufacturer here in town, and a lot of those guys would work until their late 70s, where they could... I mean, we were on our feet 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute... well, I won't say the minute, but within a month of them leaving, they would pass away. Because if they just weren't constantly busy, constantly moving. And, you know, we used to tell them, what are you doing here? You know, you're 70 years old. You collect retirement. God knows how much money you got in your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, I got nothing else to do. This is what I want to do.
So they lose their sense of purpose.
That. Yeah, exactly
and
right.
And it's also very hard from what local businesses tell me. It's very hard for them. Terry the other day was telling us about this, too. When they have a need to fill. Oftentimes, my sponsors will ask me to put a notice on the air. Because it's hard to find people that want to work.
Yeah.
They're available, definitely. But they don't want to work. They definitely. Don't want to work the hours they're asked to work. They, you know, they just don't have the passion. And that seems to be a growing issue. Well, I read that Gen Z poll.
Right.
18 to 25-year-olds. I wouldn't even consider working at a job that didn't give me some say over the hours I work and all this stuff. No, the way it's always been is... you want to work for somebody and you want that job and they give it to you, here's what goes with it. That's what
right.
you do.
Exactly.
You sit there and they're in pout and say, I'm not coming in. I got to stay till 5.
Tommy?
I can't get my avocado toast after 5 o'clock or whatever. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's ever really going to change.
No. No, it's not.
Some point this afternoon, I've got to look it up, but I've got a real issue with this Pope of ours.
Pope.
He's not my Pope.
Not my Pope.
But with all the issues facing the Catholic Church, like diminishing attendance or participation, with the scandals that continue to plague the priesthood, he's running around advocating for carbon taxes because of the cataclysmic catastrophe that's coming our way with the climate. Doesn't say what these taxes, how these taxes are going to change the weather.
Right.
I don't know. Are they going to take this money and put it into a big bonfire and, you know, heat up a cold play? I don't know. It's just ridiculous. He has no business getting involved in that.
Stay in your lane, man.
He needs to clean up his own house.
Right. I totally agree. And if we have a listening Catholic who agrees or disagrees, well, you're welcome to call. I will not abuse you, I promise. And this is Tommy on the phone.
About retiring and then passing away, the story that I heard, my father shared, the maintenance guy, age 62, didn't retire, 65, didn't retire, 70, didn't retire, 75, he didn't. Finally, at age 77, he comes in and puts in for retirement. My dad says to him, George, we've been waiting quite a while for you to retire. We thought you'd retired a long time ago. Why'd you keep working for so long? He said, well, I divorced my wife 30 years ago. And part of the settlement, she got half my retirement.
Yep.
Passed away last week.
Oh man.
My gosh.
Known of that situation more than once, yeah.
Well,
keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks for the call, Tommy. By the way, it's all Request Friday, and if there's something you'd like to request and we can play for your dad, something in our vast file of comedic bits that reminds you of your pop, maybe your dad is a little like old Harold Delaney. Sometimes I look, I see myself on TV in the morning, and I say, I'm looking like old Harold Delaney. But Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Jacqueline.
Oh.
Where's yes. Jacqueline at?
Now I know who you're
talking
about.
She's here this morning, yeah. She's been doing the keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's been very successful for her, and me and Mrs. Ritterbuttle are giving that serious thought.
Yay.
Because Ryan Stinnett, we were talking about getting into shape one morning, and he says, well, round is a
round
shape,
is
Greg.
A shape. Yep, there you go.
He's so funny. 327, we'll be right back.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't be with your dad this Father's Day? Well, move over, Siri, and put Daddy on your phone.
Daddy, can you give me directions to the mall?
How old are you? You want me to hold your hand too, huh?
Daddy can help you with anything.
Daddy, open the Tinder app.
Oh, no. None of those meatheads are good enough for my little girl.
But, Daddy!
No buts. You march right back up to your room, young lady. And put some more clothes on, will you, huh?
Hey, Daddy, search for what's on TV tonight.
Searching the web for how to motivate a lazy, good-for-nothing ingrate.
Daddy, the Father's Day personal assistant.
What do you want for Father's Day, Daddy?
I want you and your idiot brother to leave me the hell alone.
It is 329, the article I was referring to regarding the Pope warning of disastrous consequences if humanity does not immediately react to the threat of climate change, since the world has reached a critical moment and there is no time to waste. The hell are you talking about? Karen wanted to chime in on this topic. Karen, good afternoon.
Hi, Greg Budell. I'm Karen from North Carolina. My husband recently contacted you. We used to follow you when we lived in Florida for years, and you're in Miami, and now we live in North Carolina.
What a nice move. I know, look, do you remember the Mariel boat lift?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so... after that occurred, almost every week, me, Jeff Chase, remember him, Don Agony?
Yes.
We get a call from a listener saying, I just wanted to, because then you didn't have apps and internet and all that, and they'd say, just wanted to call and thank you for all the entertainment. We're moving to North Carolina. And we get calls like that almost every week from people fleeing South Florida to go there.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in West Palm Beach, and my siblings are still there all along the coast, and my parents are now deceased, but it was nice when we were growing up and younger, and it's crazy now, but it's just really nice when Paul told me he found you again. We were so thrilled that you were in Alabama, because we lived in Alabama as well for 12 years, but I wanted to weigh in on the Pope. You know, please. I am Catholic, and I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed and ashamed of this whole Pope stuff. It's ridiculous. They need to clean up their own backyard.
Yes.
Their own. He has no right getting involved with these issues. He's pandering to the liberals and the socialists.
Why?
And you know, when he first came out, I didn't like him immediately, because you know why? Because the left liked him.
Yeah.
And I knew that. I said, okay, this isn't a good sign.
He's all in on socialism.
LGBTXYZ. QED liked him. Everybody liked him, and those groups. And I just knew. I said, no, this is not good. I have not liked him at all.
Here's what he said today, Karen. Dear friends, this is a direct quote now. Dear friends, time is running out. We cannot afford the luxury of waiting for others to come forward or prioritizing short-term economic benefits. The climate crisis requires decisive action from us here and now. And even though the same Pope denounces the politics of fear, what is this?
Exactly.
And at no point in any of this does he cite specifics. Like, okay, what's going to happen if we don't do something right now? What are we going to see? Just today on Facebook, I posted a story about Glacier National Park. I know I posted it earlier, but there was another version of it today I wanted to put up. And they had a sign. Now, apparently, they watched An Inconvenient Truth too many times. They had a sign inside their visitor center saying, enjoy these glaciers because they will be gone by 2020. Well, guess what? They're as big as they ever were. They had to take the sign down.
Exactly.
I read that the other day. I think that's great.
All these predictions of doom. I mean, Al Gore's first movie was wrong about everything, and he makes a sequel.
Oh, it's embarrassing. It truly is. And AOC saying the stupid things in 12 years and terrifying the children. It's just absurd. These socialists are just, it's mind-boggling. You know, I grew up in the mid-50s, and I mean, I was born in the end of 54, and I've seen it all. And my mother, who died 3 years ago, was a World War II Army nurse, and she was in Germany and England. And just before Trump, you know, she died a few months before Trump was elected, and she was just praying that he would get elected. And I know she knows. She was real happy, but she was really disturbed about the way the country was going and very sad. And there are times I'm glad my parents aren't around to see it, you know, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. No, look,
yeah.
I can tell you flat out, my dad, who went through 4 years of hell in World War II and saw some of the worst action and harrowing escapes from sinking ships and all that, kamikaze attacks, not because he was our first black president. His attitude about America, my father, that would have put him into a grave if he had still been.
Yes, and that's what upset my mother so much. My father was already deceased, but my mother was very upset about that because she loved her country as all of us kids grew up did, and we just respected the flag. And today's Flag Day, by the way, but
yes.
We respected our country and our presidents. And, you know, I grew up in the time when JFK, and even though, you know, JFK sat behind us, you know, he was Catholic, and there were times he sat behind us. We sat in front of him at church, and he was always seemed a nice, affable fellow. But I know people have certain problems with him about some things, but he's just different than what we are dealing with today. And it's just really shameful. And we have friends who are priests that are very, very good ones, and they're mortified about what's been going on.
I would assume they would be. I'm not criticizing this Pope. I'm not condemning the church or the priests.
No, I know you're not, but you know they need to clean it up. And I'm, as I said, I was, as they call it, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I don't like him. And I tell people I don't like him, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I don't like him. We don't have to like everybody. I don't like him.
Well,
I think he's a communist.
I think he has stepped way out of his pay grade here with these kind of, you know, and to Catholics who are in countries where they don't have the educational access and the, you know, access to knowledge that the rest of us do, what he says they take as gospel. So his influence with them is particularly frightening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it is. But then we have the elitist here who are so-called educated and they're haughty about it. And they take his gospel as truth because they want to, because he's a liberal and they suck up to him.
He agrees with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But yet nobody can tell me what this catastrophe is going to be. I've lived long enough, so have you, Karen, to have lived through all of these big scares. There are people in this country who politically and personally love to live on fear. and they want to know when the end of the world is going to come. And when, well, they're all obsessed with that, they're missing out a chance to live a good life one day at a time.
That's right.
Yep.
That's very true. That's very true. And that's their plan, though. I think they're doing it purposely. It's their agenda, and they're spreading it around.
When you lived in Palm Beach, you lived there when the Kennedys would visit the compound. You got to see them in church, huh?
Yes, yes. At St. Edward's, he went to St. Edward's Church in Palm Beach, and sometimes we would go there and go to St. Anne's. And I have five brothers and sisters, and my dad was a tennis pro and played with some of the Kennedys, and my mother did private duty nursing with Rose Kennedy and some of them later at their place. And so,
wow, this is great stuff you're giving us here. Yeah.
Well, we just, knew my dad played with actors, old-time actors and things that... In Palm Beach. So, but we're a regular family. We weren't out of wealth. We're a struggling family of six kids, went to Catholic school type thing, mm-hmm. But normal, regular people.
And the Catholics, the I've talked about this on the air because it's always about hate and prejudice. But in the neighborhoods of Chicago, I was talking to my friend Terry, who's also from Chicago today, and we were remembering how neighborhoods were completely ethnicized. It wasn't black versus white. It was there,
everybody.
Yeah.
Italians versus the Irish.
Right.
German.
That's right.
And some took that really seriously. Mm-hmm. And you didn't dare cross into that turf.
My mom was from Upper New York, and she was German, and she was not allowed to date Italian guys, even blonde hair, blue eyed ones. She was not allowed. She just wasn't. So,
were there any blonde, blue haired Italians?
Yes, there were. There was a whole community of them where she was, apparently, and her dad didn't care. If they were Italian, she was not allowed to date them.
You see, and I hate to say it, I'm old enough to remember a lot of this kind of stuff, but we've evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people that don't want to change the calendar from 1955 to 2019.
No, and the greatest divisive divider was Obama.
Oh.
Barack Hussein, the Muslim imposter. He's a Muslim, and he's from Kenya. And he caused all this division. I have never seen this division like this before. And it really breaks my heart because people were getting along great. People were, and after 9/11, people came together. People really had camaraderie, and they supported one another. And
never forget him with... former First Lady Michelle at the 10th anniversary of 9/11 when she said all this for a damn flag.
Oh, yes. You mean Michael? Michael?
Yeah.
Michael. Michael and Obama.
Karen,
you
you are rapidly becoming one of my favorite listeners. I'm so glad we had a chance to talk to you.
My husband tells me, you've got to listen to you, Dale, because you are just like him.
High praise indeed.
I'm always talking politics, and I'm standing up for my country, and so be it. If I have to be a martyr, I will, because I'm sad about what's going on. I'm just really horrified, and I'm on Twitter, and I tell people exactly what I think, and I don't care.
This president has done America the greatest favor, because he was not a political insider, of exposing who's really running the government in these agencies and these embedded bureaucrats. He's doing us a favor by having exposed this, because they tried to keep him out, to use the power of their office. And instead of being grateful, they don't want to own it. They don't want to admit it. They just want to...
That's why they hate him so much. He's not them.
No, exactly. The crime family runs quite deep in this... in this country. It's all over, and it goes into Europe, and it's really frightening. And people just don't understand how deep it is. It's like a web. It's a spider web.
That's why some of us are getting impatient with Mr. Barr waiting for that. Let's see the perp walks. And the one, I'll take a day off to watch her fat ass in a pantsuit.
That's right. I'm ready to make my popcorn. And we're all ready to make the popcorn and sit down for a long, long, long movie. because we want to see it. We are just anxious and ready. And, you know, there are so many patriots. I will say this. There are millions of patriots of us patriots out there that are willing to stand up. That's right, along with the military. I'm willing. I'm going to do whatever I can.
Karen, I can't thank you enough, and I hope you will call again.
And keep listening, Greg. From North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we will. Thank you so much.
Oh,
it was great talking with you.
One of my favorite landmarks anywhere in America is Whitehall in Palm Beach. I've been to the Flagler Mansion many times. I find that his story and that building fascinating.
It is. It's really amazing, everything he did, and even down in the Keys, the railroad and everything that... everything that happened that he was involved with. He was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of those incredible inventors. And
did it with his own money.
He did. I know. Imagine that.
And they didn't
live on credit either.
No. He lived to see that railroad completed and to take it down to Key West just a year before he fell in the bathroom in that Whitehall mansion and died. I think that place is haunted.
It's really amazing, these Edison and Ford and the uncommon friends. You know, we lived in Fort Myers, too, and Edison has a big history.
Oh, that museum is amazing. You cannot appreciate Edison until you go to that place and see everything
really
this man
can't.
Left is imprint on it. Just an incredible...
You really can't. And my husband, before I go, my husband Paul just told me, because he's contacted you about different things, and he said he had his prom at Whitehall.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he just came in and said, and I didn't know that because we went to different high schools.
Small world.
That must have been a very fancy prom, because Whitehall
Yes, it must have been.
Elliot, well, look, I wish you were in town so you could stop by and pull up a chair and join me and Eddie and Rosie. It's been a delight to talk to you, and thank your husband
thank you
for
all.
Sharing you with us today.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much, and next time we're in Alabama. We will come by.
We'll dedicate a night at Baumhauer's to you guys if you make it.
That would be wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Take care. Well, that was a wonderful
call.
Call, especially with the connection going all the way back to the South Florida days.
Mm-hmm. It's a small world, Greg.
It really is, but I was not exaggerating when I said after the Mariel boat lift and all the crime came to Miami. My car insurance dropped by 60% when I moved from Chicago to Miami. When I moved back to Chicago in 92 to work at WLS, my car insurance went down by 60% because it was so bad. You know, car theft capital of the world.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. 344 will hit the traffic dungeon here in a moment. Before I do that, there's a place at 34 Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway called John Lee Paints. You'll always see professionals and their trucks parked out in front, inside getting whatever they need for an interior, exterior painting project. John Lee has put their brand name on something called Solar Proof, and it's exactly what the word says. Solar Proof is mildew resistant, does not require a primer coat, and is formulated to stand up to the elements of Alabama. Whatever hot, humid, heat, or ice cold weather it can throw at it, it bears up. By the way, John Lee Paints also has the official color chart for the historic districts of Montgomery, so you don't paint out of code. You don't want to do anything twice. They also carry Richards, which is an interior brand that leaves a phenomenal result. The staff there, this is what they live and breathe. So if there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. What kind of roller should I use? How do I patch a hole? I was listening to the radio and some Democrat ticked me off and I threw the door open and I did some damage and I did...
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because I threw the door into the wall and left a big dent. That's why there's that plate outside this door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some hothead in this building did
Steel
that.
Steel plate.
Yeah. So you get the result, and you should never buy paint by price either.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because you get what you pay for. That's on account of you want to know why.
You don't want to know why.
John Lee Paints, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch with a check on your Friday afternoon traffic, and it looks like a Friday out there. Everybody's going somewhere, and it's crowded on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we are rolling along at a speed limit ride. We don't see any troubles for you there. The 31s are pretty busy, but everybody is moving along without any hitches. Let's be careful as we get our Father's Day weekend started. Todd's Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you and whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream, too. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've enjoyed a great couple of days, but we're going to be slowly returning to business as usual over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, still comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you will start to feel more humidity in the air with a high temperature up to about 91. A good bit of sunshine. The rain chances are not zero, but I've got them under 20% tomorrow. A little bit better chance as we get into Sunday, Monday with scattered hit or miss storms here and there. High temperatures around 90 each day. A typical summer forecast and lows at night right around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice.
voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this
You want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud.
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you'll find yourself saying, back in the good old days, or this must be the new man, look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
If I can remember to get this done tomorrow, I found a picture of myself. I think I had just learned to walk. And my dad is standing in the picture, so I want to get that
posted
into a JPEG or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put it on Facebook for the weekend. And also do a salute to stepdads. I do that every year because my daughter has had an incredible stepdad who I respect and admire with all my heart and appreciate for all the stuff he's done for her. And I've had a chance to do some good stuff for him in return. And I mention that from time to time because I would always hope that when there's, if a marriage doesn't work out and there's kids involved, that that kind of relationship could be possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Between the exes. And, you know, you talk to Jacqueline, you can hear some horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, my second wife, that's all I need to say. Clint has been waiting to speak with us. Thank you for your patience, sir.
Yes, sir. You are welcome. That last call you had,
yeah,
what was her name, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Karen, yes.
That is the most enjoyable conversation.
It was.
I have ever heard on talk radio. That was a great, awesome call. I listened to everything. She is, I wouldn't mind meeting that lady and her husband, you know? That was a good call, Greg, and you let her talk. Now, good for you.
I try to let everybody talk.
Yeah. And I just wish all you fathers out there have a safe and happy Father's Day weekend.
Thank you.
You got to be back Monday morning, okay?
We'll be back Monday morning.
All right. Have a good evening.
You have a happy Father's Day too, Clint.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
And why do we celebrate Father's Day? Well, it wasn't all planned at the same time. It took time for people, for those who pass these resolutions to realize, hey, you know, we've honored mothers, we should have a day for dads. So we have one of those old school, Karen, for example, she probably remembers seeing films in class. I do. Okay, so, you know.
I do.
You knew it was going to be a great day. You wheeled in the projector.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, no, right, exactly. If you didn't care what the thing was about, it was better than sitting through a lecture. So if you'll grab the lights here, we can listen to this film on the history of Father's Day.
It's Father's Day weekend, and here comes Dad, driving up in his Galaxy 500. He wants a dry gin martini in his hand the second he walks in the door. Even though he's a couple of hours late, because he had an important business meeting with his secretary at the Boom Boom Room. Dad's in an extra good mood and gives Mom a pat on the ass. Here comes his son, Skippy. He made a Father's Day gift in art class. Give Dad a ceramic ashtray.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with that? Mom saw the lipstick stain on Dad's work shirt. Looks like Dad is going to be spending Father's Day weekend on the couch.
Let's hope not.
the thing in there that just resonates with me is the
ceramic
ashtray.
Oh, yeah,
yes, we all did one of those.
And today, why, they would probably you know, there'd be a school board meeting and making ashtrays and unbelievable. I'll ask you about this since Jacqueline addressed this morning.
Jake Quillen.
I keep forgetting. How are you going to know who she is if I mispronounce
Thank
her name? A 29-year-old woman from London who ordered a size 16 bikini. You know, women and men have different size systems, and I really don't understand.
I don't get it either, man.
I once bought, this is for the Greek chick, a name that will be remembered by some listeners who've been with me going all the way back to the AM days in this town. And I wanted to get her kind of like a lounging outfit from Victoria's Secrets.
There you go.
And I spent a lot of money and bought a nice outfit. Now, one of the things that made her an attractive woman was her... So, I got a large pant.
Okay.
A size large. Not extra large, just large. She was a full-figured woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If I... Here I think I'm doing something really thoughtful and great.
Nope.
No, I guess what you're supposed to do is buy the tiniest size they have available, give that, and then they go and get the size they actually need.
Later. No, you get them a gift card.
Gift card.
It's a damn shame that that young
Joey
isn't here to learn. I could teach him that lesson.
Yeah, that's golden. That's gold right there.
Because one day he's going to meet somebody that's going to make him want to do those kinds of things, but he should learn those important lessons before he makes the mistake.
Very true.
I make those mistakes, so guys like
Joey
don't have to make them themselves.
Well, did you have them model it while you were at the Victoria's Secret, or did you just
take
something off the rack?
I bought a couple of things. I bought some stuff for Mrs. Redderbottle up at the Eastdale one. I don't know if that's still open or not. And so rather than pretend I knew, of course, the smart play would be to go to the damn underwear drawer and look at some numbers, right?
Ain't got time for that.
Or what's hanging in the closet. No, I didn't think of that. So I used employees to compare to. I didn't have anything modeled for me. Now, I did do that. I'll tell you something. This really impressed. This was the girl that I changed bought the Corvette.
Oh, yes.
The white with the tan convertible top.
Mm-hmm.
My best buddy was getting married in Chicago, and we were flying up for the wedding. She says, I don't have anything to wear. So we went to Neiman Marcus at the Galleria Mall in Fort Lauderdale, and I sat there, and she put on a fashion show. They had her trying all kinds of different outfits, and what I was pricey, $200-$300,
whatever,
but it looked great. That's the one.
This is when you had stupid money. Mm-hmm.
Good times.
But, hey, you know, I thought that was a pretty cool thing to do.
That was a good thing.
In fact, that's the only time I think I've ever done that where I took somebody to get an outfit and they actually just modeled different choices that the people... But that's the way they did it. You know, that's kind of what made Neiman Marcus a brand. 3:59 on News Talk 93.1 FM.